Zoom. It is Wednesday, and it is April 6th, 2005. Oh, I'm just having a little trouble this evening. A little tired because we went back into daylight savings time. And, quite frankly, I'm just not quite used to it yet. I've had a hard time adapting, and it's been a really stressful kind of week going on at the radio station where I work, because it's fundraiser week. Public radio, give us your money, because you love public radio. And normally I'd come home and probably play my bass on a night like tonight, because I play bass, electric bass. I like to kind of jam out every once in a while and just relax, but, well, I broke my low E string again. That's right, I said again. It's something that I do far too often. I guess I just kind of get a little carried away, and you know, I play with a pick. It's not like I'm playing with my fingers. Well, I do and I don't, but when I get the pick out and I get going, it's just, I get carried away, and next thing you know, boing, it just breaks, and well, now I need to buy myself a new set of bass strings for my four strings. So, oh well, why don't I do a podcast instead and play you some great music, as I often do. I often try to bring you stuff that I like, that hopefully you out there will like, such as this song. It's by the little group known as Dentel, and this song is called The Dream of Evan and Chan. I'll tell you more about it in a little bit, but right now, let's enjoy this. And this is Radio Zoom. you recognize that voice? The guy that was singing. Yes, that was Ben Gibbard. Ben Gibbard of the Postal Service. Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie. But that song was done by Dentel, which was basically what the Postal Service started out as. And Dentel was this kind of solo project where he brought in these different people to do these different tracks. And I think he did maybe two albums. And, you know, he had a lot of guest people come in and work with him. And of course, one of these people was, you know, turned out to be Ben Gibbard, and eventually they got along so well that he basically said, you know, why don't we do something together? And hence, that's what became the Postal Service. That song was called The Dream of Evan and Chan, and is off of the EP of the same name with about five different versions of that song. That was the original, the first track off of that EP. I think there's an entire instrumental version on that EP, if I remember right. I usually don't get past like the first three or four of them because, I don't know, it's just something about Ben Gibbard collaborating with that project that is just really awesome. And I've just been really, you know, listening to that song a lot lately. It's just one of those things, you know? You have an album that you just haven't listened to in a long time, or a song you haven't listened to in a long time, or you have a song that you just never really ever listened to a lot in the first place, and you always listen to something else instead on that said album, and then months, days, weeks, years later, you come back and you're like, man, this really is a great track, and then you just play it over and over and over and over again when you're driving to work, when you're out running, or you're sitting at home, you just listen to it over and over again. That's what I've been doing to that song lately. Let's see, a couple, not a lot, different things. Obviously, I haven't been putting out a lot of podcasts lately, and I apologize for that. I'll mention this a little while later, but Tim Baker of Radio Clash, dude, I listen to your podcast too. He listens in on mine, I listen to his, and he drops me an email once in a while, and I'm kind of bad about that, just sending emails of other people that do podcasts that I listen to. I can do this. I'm a little tired. During that song, I kind of felt my eyes kind of getting a little heavy. I feel like maybe while I code this one down a little while later, I'll go make myself some sleepy time tea and then just totally crash. But my apologies about that. It's not that I've lost the desire to do podcasts. I've been really busy. And I know kind of in the beginning, a lot of people took my podcast to be kind of tech-oriented, which I don't really get because I played a lot of music and then yacked about a lot of music. But then I talk about working in radio and a lot of the equipment, the technology things that I work with. But a lot of it lately has been very IT-heavy. And so I don't want to talk about computers on a podcast. There's enough people doing that. I don't want to yak about CPUs and memory and installing Windows XP on machines and editing software. You don't want to hear that. There's plenty of other people talking and yakking and all that fun stuff. So I just, the material, the subject matter's been a little less than stellar. And just not a lot of other things going on. Still looking for jobs all around the world, wherever I can go, whoever wants to hire me. Just expanding my horizons and still trying to do this in the spare time. But like I said, a lot of projects going on at the station of not stellar things to really talk about, like new office furniture. How exciting can that be? I don't see it. One thing I will say though is that, and I haven't probably said enough about it, is radiozoom@gmail.com. If you want to send your audio comments to me, that's fine. I do have some artists that have sent me full MP3s of music that they want to hear on my podcast, and they're in the bullpen waiting. You know, they're warming up, and I'm gonna get to those. I am gonna play some of them. some people from Iowa have contacted me to get some of their stuff played, and I would love to expose my friendly neighbors to you. That sounds kind of dirty, but I think you kind of understand what I'm saying. So I'll get to those, and I'll do more episodes where I just kind of focus on those types of people that send me their music, but then also local stuff. I've got some CDs and different pieces that of people that I meet through at the radio station where I work at, because we do some live event performance stuff on Friday mornings. So that's some things to expect. RadioZoom@gmail.com. I can't say it enough. Email your stuff, your files, if you want to, instead of typing out an email, you want to yak at me and then, have the possibility of me play it on an episode. I can do that, because there's some other people, nobody off the top of my head. I can't really think of anybody off the top of my head that does that type of stuff, but I could do it. That's cool. I could handle it. And I did add on my website that for, I guess, where everybody links to, I added a tip jar, a donations PayPal thing. And I have to say thank you to my oldest brother, Mike, who donated some money. Not a lot, but, every little bit counts. Why did I do that? Not to make money for me. There's things I'd like to do in terms of making this more available to you, in terms of what I'd like to do with the website. But with my blog, there's not a lot of room for me to navigate, to expand on the podcasting portion of what it is that I'm doing here. I don't mind hosting it, but if you go to my website at audihertz.net, audihertz.net, you can see my text blog, and that's what basically that website started out as. And when the podcasting thing came along, I just kind of added it onto the side because I thought that that's what it could really be. And now all of a sudden people are linking to this, I've this single page, and I feel kind of bad. I could do a whole lot more, but the way that things are structured, I'm thinking maybe I should just separate it and make it into a whole nother domain. The only problem with that is that, well, I don't know if there's a lot of desire for that to happen. A lot more design that would have to go into it all, but, if I could raise some dollarage to kind of help pay for that bandwidth, that server storage, I could upgrade my ISP hosting package thing and offer you more through another domain, and that way it would be much, much simpler versus, check out the RadioZoom podcast at my website, which is this other address, which has nothing to do with the words RadioZoom. So, let me know what you think, and then also, if you want to donate, that would be outstanding. The music selection for today is nothing of, last podcast I did, which my dad was quite, it was all music. I try to do what I can and just get, sometimes just to get something out there, I just... music is easy. It's kind of a cop-out, I know, but at the same time, there's people out there that just want to hear music, and some people that want to hear me yak. So the selection for this time around, it's a little more mellow. And let's go ahead and keep on rolling here with some of the Twilight singers, because I really dig it. Papillion is the name of the song. You'll probably recognize the singer. We'll see. This is Radio Zoom. Check out the song, Twilight Singers.
You mind I'll be doing all right tonight. And I know it feels good around. I got so nothing as it seems. Infect me, protect me. I get a little out of control. 'Cause when the moon don't get snuffed out, on your knees you're gonna see the sun cut down.
Twilight Singers on Radio Zoom. You might recognize the lead singer. Afghan Wigs. Do they ring a bell? The Afghan Wigs. Greg Dulli. I could never really get that name totally correct, but that's him. Former lead man of the Afghan Wigs. He is now doing what is called the Twilight Singers. As far as I can tell, it is a bit of a solo-type project, and the project is called The Twilight Singers. And the song was called Papillion, and I already closed the window, and I forget the the album that it's off of, but you can check them out, thetwilightsingers.com. Pretty simple. And I definitely do like that track. A couple different things I wanted to kind of just mention. And this isn't the reason why I've kind of taken a subdued look in terms of the songs that I'm playing today. It just kind of came out that way. But there's been a lot of, actually just within the past couple days, especially today, it's been kind of crazy, in terms of Iowa City being in the national news. And not in the shock ya type news. I mean, we had a little girl kidnapped from her house and by a sexual predator and murdered in Kelowna, which is just south and to the west of where I live. And that's sad. But that's not that type of news. And I might get into that issue sometime down the line, but in terms of the Amber Alert and how that all went through or went down, I guess you could kind of say, because I work with a guy that is the EAS coordinator for the state, and there's some issues there. But that's a story for another time. The other thing I want to kind of talk about, which is kind of sad, but it's also kind of, it's really interesting, because Frank Conroy, he passed away today at the age of 69 after a long battle with colon cancer. And last summer, he said that he was symptom-free. But also last summer, he announced that he would be ending his 18-year tenure as the head of the University of Iowa's Writers' Workshop. Now, you're thinking Writers' Workshop. And at one point, I thought the same thing. Big whoop, what do you mean, Writers' Workshop? But the more that I learn about this Writers' Workshop, it's pretty amazing, because there's a lot. It's a pretty well-known, famed type of organization where people aspiring to be writers, as they go through college and they go through grad school and even post school, they do the summer writers' workshop, where basically you don't have to be enrolled in any classes. I'm not trying to sell this for the university at all, but you can show up for this some of these workshops during the summer and write stories, fiction, nonfiction, whatever it is that you want to do, and you work with these different people. Some of them just being lifelong teachers here to people that are very well published. And Frank Conroy was I've met the guy, and he's been on a couple of the shows, and I work on. And he passed away just today, and no one really knew about it until I caught it on the web. And I should cite, it was a Press Citizen, Iowa City Press Citizen website. They're a local paper here in Iowa City, actually written by my good friend Kristen Shorsh. I'm having quite a deal tonight. But he wrote a series of books, like Stop Time. It was a 1967 memoir. And let's see, what else did he write? Body and Soul, Dogs Bark, But the Caravan Rolls On. Let me say that again. Dogs Bark, But the Caravan Rolls On. That way, if you want to Amazon that one, you can. And then he also has his latest novel or book or whatever, a publication, let's say that, Time and Tide. And he's written several magazines, New Yorker, Esquire, GQ. Very interesting guy, the more I learn about him. And I at first thought, maybe it's just a kind of a local thing. But suddenly NPR, I work for an NPR affiliate, and NPR is running stories about his passing at the top of the hour during the, the top of the hour to six minutes past the hour. It's that that little, top of the hour news break. But they're running stories about him, talking about his passing. And you can go to NPR, just go do a search. It ran on All Things Considered on April 6th, 2005. The brief little synopsis here on NPR.org. Frank Conroy was the author of books including the 1967 memoir Stop Time, and a longtime director of the University of Iowa's Writers' Workshop. Has died of colon cancer at his home in Iowa City, Iowa. He was 69. Melissa Block talks with Chris Offit, a colleague and friend of Conroy. So if you're checking this out, tonight, and also if you're getting it tomorrow, you know, checking, listening to my this episode tomorrow, you probably would want to check Morning Edition, check their archives on April 7th. There might be something there. Actually, the reason I would say that there'd be something there is because I know that there were people at our station today feeding Washington D.C. some actualities. So it'd be worth checking out. You think, oh, okay, well, wow, it's really bad that somebody passed away. It's sad. It really is. The guy had a long-standing battle with cancer, obviously. But to know that he was this well known, it's very impressive. Then you understand, the brush with fame or greatness, that you've really had. And it's pretty cool. He actually hosted a jazz program on the FM sister station where I worked at. And somebody ran into the archives and you heard him on the air. And the guy loves jazz music. And as I said, for a short period of time, he hosted a jazz show. And that was really cool. Let's not end this on a completely down note. And more of the Iowa Writers Workshop, University of Iowa Writers Workshop, is that we have a Pulitzer Prize winner living in town here, Marilyn Robinson. On Monday, she was actually coming down to our station to do an interview with the BBC overseas. And this was happening at 2:45 our local time. And at 2 o'clock, as she was walking down to the station, she gets a call on her cell phone from her agent saying, "Hey, you won the Pulitzer Prize for, I do believe, fiction." I think so. It was for her novel, Gilead. Let me spell that for you so you can Amazon that as well. G-I-L-E-A-D. And let's see. The novel has won prizes, National Book Critics Circle Prize, and was a finalist for the Penn Faulkner Award. And now it's a Pulitzer Prize winning work made by somebody here who's not originally from Iowa, but she... Iowa City's her home now, so that's more interesting things because it's I was trying to get her headphones fixed, and that way the BBC could talk to her while she's trying to do this interview, and then afterwards I'm like, I find out that she's a Pulitzer Prize winner, and oh, I just was talking to her. It's kind of neat. So when people tell you that we don't have a lot going on in Iowa, think again. There's things out here. Just not what you think you know that you don't. Let's keep on rolling. I want to play you another song and so kind of bring it up, but this song is very mellow. It's by the band Alaska, and it's called Sun Don't Shine. It's night, which is probably true why it wouldn't, but here it is, Radio Zoom.
The sun won't shine on you. Don't you know the light won't lead you to the bright side? You haven't anyone to call your own, as long as you possess the ones you know who divide. Sunday afternoon, that velvet feeling is gone away. You're walking home through the rain and the darkness of the night. sun won't shine on you.
Alaska with an exclamation point on the end. PureYukon.com is the website. If you would like to check out more about them, that is off of their album Emotions, and the song is called Sun Don't Shine. I saw them in Brooklyn. It was amazing. Some of the members, actually I think only one of the members is a former member of Sebado. And I also saw, they played before Lou Barlow came on and did a predominantly solo set with just him and a guitar. But then all of a sudden, this band popped out on stage and they started playing a couple Sebado songs. And it was awesome. Let's see. I want to go back to what I was saying briefly about Tim Baker, because I think it's his last name. Tim. Hi, Tim. He lives in the UK. I think you do. I hope you do, because obviously I made a mistake about the UK in my last episode, because I was playing Soul Wax. And Tim wrote, and I love it when people do this. Seriously. If I'm saying things wrong, let me know. Correct me. Because it gives me things to talk about, and not only does it make me look completely stupid and entertain you, but it educates me. It educates me really good. So, send me email like this one, where he says, love your podcast, was listening to the 25th podcast and loved the Soul Wax, a.k.a. Too Many DJs. I think that was the 29th, because I think this is episode 30 that I'm recording right now. So, I'm correcting you, Tim. Anyway, I'm going to be sad and geeky and correct you, though. They're from Belgium, not the UK. Yeah. The latest stuff is cool, very electro rock. I was working, so it couldn't turn up to be in their video. I think it was for any means necessary, is what he says, which they shot in London. Still really loving the show, Tim. Thanks, man. I love getting the emails from everyone and anyone out there, especially those folks like Tim who does Radio Clash, which is really a really 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 good podcast. And just in terms of the material, I like listening to it. There's some podcasts that come out that you just kind of you skim through. I'm really seriously thinking about killing my subscription to openpodcast.org, because also I listen to all these things at work. I know it's horrible. I should be listening to the station, but even that just gets yeah. And so I just got to listen to something else. So what? Radio Clash is definitely one of those, and I like what Tim had to say in one of his latest episodes, where he said that, you know, it doesn't really matter as long if you're putting out episodes on a regular basis, or feeling that you have to do a podcast on once a week. You don't do it every Wednesday and Saturday. You should only do podcasts when you think you have something to say or something that you want to do. I think that's a brilliant idea. Hence the reason why I just haven't put anything out, because why bore you with useless computer dribble until I actually have something that might be somewhat interesting or worth your while. So I agree with you that on that, Tim. I should have just found that episode and played you that little quote, but not that prepared. I'll have to keep that in mind for next time. Send me your emails, and also send me those songs and those audio comments, radiozoom@gmail.com. You can just email me there too if you really wanted to. I won't try to confuse you. Still need to change some of the the bumpers and sweepers and try to promote that a little bit more. But tell your friends, if you got a band, if you got if you guys just jam in the basement and it's good quality, and you think it's going to be, you know, worth letting the world know about your little band, yeah, email me, man. Dude, girl, lady, female, male, both. Just do it. That's what I'm here for. Expose the world and play you lots of good music. So this has been another edition of Radio Zoom. I'm going to go back a little bit on this one, and a band that is no longer together. They're called the Dismemberment Plan, dismembermentplan.com to find out more about them. The Face of the Earth is the name of this song. We'll check you later. Adios.
Never.
Weekly Zoom Podcast is a product of the Otterhertz.net web blog. Send all your thoughts and comments to john@otterhertz.net. You can also check out more on the web, otterhertz.net.